This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Now, I have a very special guest sitting in the hot seat, Zohar Alon, co-founder and CEO of Dome 9 Security, which is located at dome9.com. And he specializes in an area that is so important, cloud security. Let's learn about it from Zohar. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, sir.
Tell us about your company, and you guys are very innovative, and cloud, everyone's moving to the cloud, but I'm curious if they're thinking enough about security the way you are.
So we help enterprises secure their workloads as they move them to public cloud infrastructure, mostly AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. Mm-hmm. These are the platforms we cover. And the cloud is very different in many ways, not just from the delivery way and the consumption model, but also from the security standpoint. And a lot of the traditional security tools aren't don't cut it when you move to the cloud. And we have identified the need for new technology, orchestrating the building security controls of the cloud providers, and helping the CISOs, the chief security officers of the organizations that we serve, to manage that migration and the rapid adoption of this amazing technology that allows them to be agile and save a lot of costs while doing so in a safe, robust, and scalable way.
So if I want to be the next big e-commerce player, I think I'm going to be the next Jeff Bezos. I go to the cloud, whether it's Microsoft, Google, or Amazon Cloud, and I set up my e-commerce business, and I want to take credit cards, and I want to comply with PCI. I've got a database, I've got a web server, I've got a lot of interactions going on. How can you help me? And, you know, a lot of companies don't understand the issues with encryption and PCI compliance. What would you recommend I do, and how will you help secure that?
So we help customers first identify what they have in the public cloud. It's a lot about visibility and understanding what is it before we even talk about securing it. So you have instances, databases, you see serverless computing, all those things that make a cloud stack, of technology stack, allow you to do things much faster in a much more innovative way. But so first we discover these new assets for you, and then we show you all those assets, how properly they are configured. You can actually be more secure in the cloud because the controls are there. It's very accessible to this person that's building the system. Just a huge knowledge gap, because AWS and Microsoft and Google are moving at such an amazing, innovative pace that people that are coming from the old-prem data center, they have a hard time just figuring this concept, and especially when you take that to security. And an example is that we have new ways of giving that agility to those development teams to build those cool mobile apps and banking applications or e-commerce applications. And those cool kids that are building those things in rapid pace, and they're so nice and beautiful, they finished university 2, 3, 5 years ago. They don't know what network security is. They don't necessarily care about data security. What is encryption? They born to the iPhone generation. Everything just works and it's so nice and good, but there's a lot of complexity and behind the scenes that the responsible adult needs to take care of. And this is where we come in.
So this isn't a static audit or assessment. This is a dynamic, always keeping an eye on your cloud.
Absolutely.
So it's more like, would you call it IDS or IPS, future for cloud computing? You're always watching.
IDS, but it's, you know, if from the traditional...
Just to talk to someone traditionally.
Yes, traditionally, it's that, but it starts with visibility, with understanding, with, you know, we expose to you things that, you know, acronyms and capabilities that you're not even aware of, that somebody 10 time zones away from you in your financial institutions or what, you know, manufacturing company or whatever you do is using, and you did not know of that thing until now that we show it to you and we tell you there are issues there that you need to deal with. So our perspective is that this, now we let's not try to find a, there are not really too many parallels. It's not really configuration management. It's not really compliance and governance. It's We call it everything security in your public cloud. So every vector that the public cloud presents to you that has a security implication, we will be there for you with active management, compliance, and best practices around, so you can consume it freely and grow with it.
Now, some of these things are point-and-click fixes, and others are just kind of alerts of changes I might need to make. Are you going to alert me when there's been a breach? Are you involved in the risk of the breach and sharing that data to the client in the cloud?
Perfect question. In the cloud, a breach is sometimes too late. A breach is, or an alert may not be enough. When you have one strike and you're out, if that strike just, the ref called strike on you, the data is already out. There's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. That's why you need to invest a lot more in prevention, a lot more best practices in the motion. Sitting in the old world, we assume we are breached and we try to find the lateral movement. We try to get the data exfiltration. In the cloud, it doesn't work like that.
Because the cloud it's not about a back door. The cloud is a front door.
Exactly.
And once you're in, you're in.
And you have a thin layer of defense. It's very capable. If you don't utilize it properly, it's on you. That's it, because you could very easily utilize it properly. But when we have customers with hundreds of cloud accounts. Think about the complexity level, just crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's and all the right checkboxes when your vector grows exponentially. And that's why trying to do it yourself without the technology that will walk with you is a grave mistake.
Do you do proof of concepts or tests or trials?
Absolutely. We offer all of our customers 14 days eval of the platform.
And you're up and running in 15 minutes, and within the first 14 days, you know it works.
You extract so much value from domain in the first day of using it in the free trial that, you know, this is from us to the customer base.
Sounds great. So what I'd like to do is thank you for this amazing interview, and just to tell our viewers to visit dome9.com. If you're moving to the public cloud, you want to go with a vendor who is already one step ahead of the next threat, who's already born and built around the cloud, and who worries about the security in the cloud for you, so you don't have to worry about that as much, and you can build great apps in the cloud. Check them out at dome9.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.